Hey everyone, and welcome back. You know how we love to dig into fascinating true stories?
Oh.
And this time we've got a real
We
gem.
do. We do. I've been so excited to talk about this
I know,
story.
right? This one is Dirtbag Queen, a memoir by Andy Corin, comes out this December. And guys, let me tell you, it is wild.
It is so good.
Yeah, and I think what's so cool about this one is it's this really intimate look at his mother,
Renee.
Renee. Yeah, bold, brash.
Yeah.
And like the book says, a chain-smoking, bowling-loving bookworm.
Absolutely. And I think what really grabbed my attention was the way he describes her nicknames for her sons.
Oh my gosh.
Like, there are some, I can't even repeat, but trust me, they
Yeah.
are creative,
There's something else,
to say the least.
to say the very least. I mean, it kind of makes you wonder, right, about their
Yeah.
relationship.
What kind of mom calls her kid Jew boy or asshole?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, he clearly adores her.
Yeah. And you can tell she loved them fiercely,
Yeah,
but in her
in
own
her own way.
unconventional way.
Totally. So tell me a little bit more about this family dynamic, because Renee had a lot of kids, right?
Six kids, five sons and a daughter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a full house.
Oh, yeah. And they all seem to have inherited a little bit of that rebellious streak. Like, they were constantly moving from house to house in Fayetteville, facing evictions, financial struggles, but they always had each other's backs.
And then there's this whole mystery about one of the sons, the away son, who gets sent away, and how that affected the family dynamic.
It's really intriguing. Like, there are all these layers to their story.
And then there's Fayetteville itself.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can almost feel the town come alive in the book.
Absolutely. Corgan does an amazing job of capturing the atmosphere of Fayetteville in the 70s and 80s.
The nightlife, the different neighborhoods, the whole Southern vibe.
It's like you're right there with them.
So what are some of the stories that really stood out to you? Like the ones that just make this book come alive?
Oh, man. Where do I even begin? There's this one about the family cat, Licorice Cats, who meets a rather unfortunate end during a Rosh Hashanah feast.
Oh.
It involves pecans, let's just say that.
Okay. So we've got some dark humor happening.
Oops, definitely. And then there's young Andy's fascination with Donny Osmond,
Okay.
which takes a hilarious turn when he accidentally encounters a naked Bernie Alphabet, a very important figure in his life. You can't make this stuff up.
It's like a sitcom.
It really is. And then there's this whole thing about Renee having a swollen toe and asking young Andy to massage it.
Okay.
It's a small moment, but it's so telling about their relationship.
Yeah, like even in the mundane, there's this connection.
Exactly. And speaking of Renee's resourcefulness, the book touches on her financial struggles
Good.
and the creative ways she made ends meet, like her side hustle with the town's drug dealer, DJ Ledford.
We what? The
Yeah.
woman is a force of nature.
She is. And there are also these moments of tenderness, like when Andy starts writing butt poetry and Renee is incredibly proud of his very unconventional talents.
Okay, now I have to know more about the butt poetry.
Oh, trust me, you do. And did I mention the part where a trio of male strippers move in next door?
Hold on, what? This is too much. I need to read this book like yesterday.
Oh, you're just scratching the surface. There's so much more.
This is incredible. But I think we need to pump the brakes for a second
Yeah.
because we are just getting started, folks.
Stay with us.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more of our deep dive into Dirtbag Queen.
One thing that stood out to me was how much Renee loved to read. Like, it wasn't just a hobby, it was a whole
Oh,
thing.
really? What kinds of stuff was she into?
Oh, man, all kinds of things. Like, you'd find her with a Judith Krantz novel one minute, and then a Howard Fast historical saga the next.
So eclectic.
Total bookworm. And of course, her trips to Tyler's bookstore, always an adventure.
I bet, especially with Renee.
Oh, for sure. Like, you never knew what she'd come home with. Let's just say her tastes were varied.
I love it. Okay, so remind me about that story with the cat, Licorice Cats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So picture this. It's Rosh Hashanah, right? Big family feast. Renee's mother, Minna, she goes all out, like all the traditional Jewish foods.
Sounds amazing.
It was. But then in the middle of it all, poor Licorice Cats kicks the bucket.
Oh my gosh, what happened?
Well, the book kind of implies it was an unripened pecan, but who knows? It's Renee's world.
Yeah, like anything could happen.
Right. And you know what's so great about Corcoran's writing? He can make you laugh and think at the same time. Like, on the surface, it's this funny cat story.
Yeah.
But it also makes you think about how unpredictable life can be.
Totally. Okay, so speaking of unpredictable, Renee's ex-husband,
Yeah.
he doesn't even get a name in the book, just shithead.
Yep, that's him, shithead. 22 years of marriage. Corcoran calls it a grudge match.
Yikes. So I'm guessing the divorce was tough on her.
It was five kids on her own, multiple jobs to make ends meet.
Wow, she was a hustler.
The ultimate, like she worked at the bowling alley, the quick stop delivered newspapers, anything to get by.
But she still managed those weekly salon appointments.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna have those nails done, right?
Priorities.
It's like those trips to the salon were her way of staying sane, you
No.
know, in the midst of all the chaos.
Totally. Okay, so the book talks about this house on Pamley Drive. What was that like?
So on paper, it sounds pretty normal. Brick ranch house, little yard, but it
Yeah.
was right by Kane Road, so constant sirens,
Not
ambulances.
exactly peaceful.
Nope. And then there were the woods behind the house, like full of pecan trees, wild berries, and apparently danger.
Oh no. What kind of danger?
He doesn't go into specifics, but you get the feeling it wasn't the safest place.
And of course, they eventually lost that house too,
Yeah.
foreclosure.
Yeah. It's like they were always one step away from disaster.
It makes you wonder how much of Renee's personality was a way of coping.
Right. Like maybe all that bravado was her shield, you know, against the world.
That makes sense. But even with all the struggles, there are these moments of joy in the book, too.
Absolutely. Like he talks about swinging from trees, picking berries, the Charles Chips van coming up the driveway.
Simple pleasures.
Exactly. And they become even more meaningful when you think about everything else going on.
Okay, so what about Renee's parents? Were they around much?
Yeah, we get these glimpses of Minna and Joseph Katz. Like they were this totally odd couple. Minna was a chain-smoking hairdresser from Brooklyn, and Joseph was this quiet, intellectual socialist guy.
Wow, talk about opposites attract.
Right. But they adored Renee, even if they didn't always get her.
And they helped out a lot, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, they were always there for her, even if they gave her a hard time about her choices.
So besides Andy, what about his other siblings? Was he close with any of them?
He mentions his sister Kathy Sue a lot. Like, she was this wild child, one-eyed blonde beauty, married young, moved to Virginia
She
Beach.
sounds like a handful.
Oh, she was. But she was also fiercely loyal to her brothers, especially Andy. Like, she was his protector.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. And there's this part where Andy and his brother Twin go live with Kathy Sue in Virginia Beach.
Really? How did that go?
Not, well, let's just say they didn't quite fit in with the beach crowd.
I can imagine.
And to make matters worse, Andy gets caught stealing dolls from a Rose's department store, and the cops get involved. Like, talk about a vacation gone wrong.
Oh, no.
It's a mess. And I think it makes Andy realize that maybe home isn't so bad after all.
Right, like maybe the chaos of Fayetteville was actually kind of comforting.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so remember how Renee had that side hustle with the bongs and stuff?
Oh, yeah, that was classic.
Well, apparently she also became a grift consultant for a gas station attendant named Rabbi.
Wait, what?
And Rabbi was actually her oldest son.
You're kidding!
Nope. So basically, Renee was advising her son on how to run this shady business.
This family, I swear, like they're always up to something.
It's never boring, that's for sure. Okay, so one last thing before we move on. Remember that scene where young Andy walks in on Bernie Alphabet naked?
Oh, yeah. How could I forget?
That seems like a pretty important moment in the book.
It is. It's kind of a turning point for Andy. Like, he starts to question things about himself.
You know, it's funny how these seemingly small moments can have such a big impact.
It's true. And I think that's what makes this book so relatable. Like, we've all had those experiences that shape who we are, even if they seem insignificant at the time.
I'm so ready to hear what happens next. Like, I need to know how this all plays out.
Well, you're in luck because we are diving right back into the world of Dirtbag Queen after a quick break. You know, it's interesting how the book shifts gears when we get to Andy's adult life.
Yeah, like we see him in Hollywood,
Yeah,
trying to make it as a writer.
exactly. And meanwhile, Renee moves to El Paso, Texas, of all places.
Oh, wow, that's quite a change from Fayetteville.
Right. Like, what made her pick El Paso?
It's like a whole different world.
It is. And, you know, it makes me think about how Renee was always drawn to those big dramatic miniseries like Hollywood Wives.
Oh, yeah, she loved those. So cheesy, but so good.
And there's the scene where Andy comes back to Fayetteville after his time in Virginia Beach, and they're watching Hollywood Wives together, like just hanging out.
That's sweet. Like, even though their lives were going in different directions, they still had that connection.
Totally. But of course, things get more complicated. Like Renee's health starts to decline in El Paso.
Yeah, that's tough. Like, how do you handle that with a mother like Renee?
It wasn't easy. And the book doesn't shy away from those difficult conversations, like the family having to make decisions about her care.
It's a reminder that even the most outrageous personalities get old.
Yeah. And that families have to deal with those challenges.
And then there's Kathy Sue dying.
Oh, yeah. That was heartbreaking. Like she was such a force in their lives.
What was it like for the family?
It's rough. Like, they all gather in Richmond for the funeral, and you can feel the tension.
Grief can bring up a lot of stuff.
It does. And then on top of everything else, Bonus comes back.
The away son, right?
Yep, after all those years.
So now the whole family is back together.
Well, almost. But it's complicated. Like, there's a
Well,
lot of baggage.
years of it.
And you know, it's interesting how, even though they're all dealing with their own issues, they still come together for Renee.
Like that family bond is unbreakable.
It really is.
So how does it all end?
Well, Andy ends up rushing to El Paso to be with Renee in the hospital.
That must have been hard.
It was. And there's this really touching detail where he tries to make her hospital room feel more like home.
Oh.
Yeah, like he replaces the fluorescent lights with lamps and candles.
That's so
And
sweet.
eventually Renee passes away, surrounded by her sons.
It sounds like a peaceful ending.
It was. And you know what I loved? Andy ends up organizing a memorial for Renee at the B&B bowling
The
lanes.
bowling alley, of
Also, like,
course.
it's the perfect way to honor her.
It really
And
is.
that's the end of the book.
Wow. You know what? This whole deep dive has been a wild ride.
It has.
Like, Renee Corndon was one of a kind.
She was. And Andy Korn does an amazing job of capturing her spirit in this book.
It's funny, it's heartbreaking, and it's so real. So if you're looking for a memoir that will stay with you long after you finish it, Dirtbag Queen is
Yeah,
it.
highly recommend it.
Well, that's it for this deep dive, folks. We'll be back soon with another fascinating story. But until then, keep exploring. And remember, sometimes the most unexpected journeys lead to the most incredible discoveries.